Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Cosmic Philosopher and on the Blog Talk Radio Show. I can't stop being amazed at the situation in the world. Now, I want to bring something to your attention, right? I want to bring to you a few things. And I have to see if I can start at the most appropriate one of these thoughts that I'm thinking about. Now, I have three things set out. I have the show title in front of me. I have a book that I want to try to read a few, you know, paragraphs of the book is Genesis Revisited by Zachariah Sitchin. I know a lot of people out there don't want to hear nothing about Zachariah Sitchin because Zachariah Sitchin revives the Christian Bible that has no certification whatever, and he revised it with certification of Hebrew. And you are not to be upset about it. If your Bible doesn't have academic certification, that nothing you're reading in the creation story of Genesis is true, then what do you expect for me to say? Only uncivilized people would have a problem with this, because the Bible is flatly 100% uncivilized. And since that, you know, they mess it up real good, so that I cannot deny that there are some good things in the Bible. I will not do that. I have to be forth and upright. And I'm not taking away any impact from what I'm saying, because I'm good at making distinction. Right? The Bible is not a one-authored book. Right? It is a book that has many different, you know, allotted authors to the content. The content. And therefore, I find it more appropriate to distinguish or to stipulate and elect that the creation story in the Bible is the point of my emphasis. Because you believe in the Bible because of Genesis creation story, don't you? But you cannot point at anything in the world. First of all, we are interested into the human creation. Civilized human creation at that. That's all anybody in the world should be concerned about, is with civilized people. Now, if you say everybody in the world is civilized, well, we have to go to the authority book to find out. Is everybody that we call people civilized in the world? I know it is no. Flat no. White people are not civilized according to certification of civilization. White people are not in the World History textbook as civilized, like a civilized culture, not like that. It's shocking, but it's true. Because guess what? The trouble in the world is caused by white people. And it is unpopular for somebody to come up and begin to say that, because Marcus Garvey never said that. Dr. Martin Luther King never said that. Because they are all believers. And who made them a believer? The drunken theology of Jesus Christ. That's what make African people turn fool. Because how could white people abandon the government that is in the world, you know, let's say from our time, speaking from a human perspective, civilization is on earth since the gods, they came to earth. And for a lot of people, they don't know what I'm talking about, because they don't know about the Elohim. They read it in the Bible, though, but they don't care to know about Elohim and what is Elohim. When you don't have a deed to your property, anybody can take it. We are even talking about right here in America right now. Some people may be out there making up a false deed in the record shop and displace your ownership of a property. in America, only in this America. I don't call it America. Maybe I should just say the U.S. United States of America. That is significant to not say America. Because when you talk about America, you are identifying with civility. U.S. is not a civilized thing. White people, no, they say it's their country, right? Well, I'm here to prove to you white people are not civilized. And they have absolutely no authority to be outside of Europe. They don't have no legal authority at all, no jurisdiction. Because AD Anno Domini, have you ever asked them, what is AD Anno Domini? These people actually come and take over the world with absolutely dust. They take dust blowing. Like, you can speak a word and say anything that don't have any real meaning. You know, like, if I decide to, like, call fire, 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 and, you know, people begin to, like, run on and look and say, oh, you know, fire, fire, fire. You know, you don't do that. Or when you're in a plane, you don't bawl out and say, bomb, bomb, a bomb is aboard, a bomb is aboard. Because, you know, I mean, that's the end of that flight almost. Maybe. Right? In America. Anything in the U.S. Right? So what I'm trying to tell you, we are living in a world without a government. Because if you... Somebody, a police stop you, on the road, impersonating police, you would stop. You know what I mean? You don't want to get into no trouble, so you're going to stop. And then it is a fake cop you're under. And he can take you and do anything you want to do with you. Because you don't want to get into trouble. Well, this is what is happening in the U.S. That's it. I am flabbergasted. I cannot come to myself that white people can do so great a thing like taking over this civilized world that not even the world literature textbook put them as civilized people that contribute to civility. I know, it's going to be, not so easy, like finding unity among people when it comes to this, because the world is full of confusion. And it is the Bible that did it. The Bible. I mean, how can, to show you that the African people has been destroyed as their own document read. Right? And to understand what I am saying, it would be better if I read to you I did not mention, but now I have to read to you what this gorilla, these monkeys, transform themselves, and they know that humanity can be transformed. They know that. No, I know that. And listen to how monkeys' origin come to take over the world and rule it by pushing aside civilized people. I mean, It doesn't stop. Well, if you think in terms of Bible, you may say, well, but God would never do this. God would never do that. But good now that I know the Bible ain't talking about no God. Okay? And who wrote the Bible with all of these, you know, 66 books and stuff like that? Transform hominid. Yeah. That's what happened. Transform hominid primates. They become transformed. And if you've been listening to me for a while, then you know what the transformation is. It's crossbreeding. All right? So how can somebody take your land? By forgery. Easy. Computer or something like that. You know, I mean, you can go home. You know? So what I'm trying to say to you is that what never happened in the world happened. That we can have such a cataclysmic act that, you know, if you don't know to fix a computer, you're not going to fix a computer. You know what I mean? So you'll have people, you know, send spam and all kind of, and do all kind of stuff with the computer. And, you know, a lot of people are conned on the computer and stuff like that, because some people can't use the computer properly to identify certain kind of a fraud that is going on, and they may get caught into fraud and stuff like that. I don't mean that they are working fraud, but fraudulent people take away stuff from them. So this is what happened to the African people. And African people don't even know it because we are so intoxicated. That's the reason why I was a Christian from age 7. I was Christian. And I had no clue. I was, as it were, flying like a bird in it. Yeah. So now you can imagine what people are thinking when they hear me talking this, right? And what I'm doing. I am using certified information. Because see here, this, what they wrote here is not about truth. It's about certification. You can certify nonsense and civilized stuff. And this is what I'm going to read to you. But what I'm trying, the point I am coming to, is the fact that we are looking at a world where people are coming and going and doing all kind of transactions that we get lost. We are so confused. We don't know it is a confused world that you're looking at. I mean, become uncivilized. Which means people stop thinking civilized and stop behaving civilized. Because, you know, something happened to people. Those people who follow Jim Jones and go to Guyana back in the 80s. How do so many people follow a man who that don't have any civilized sense? If you're talking about Jesus, you know, in the context of Jesus you believe in, look, you are psychologically dead. So was I. Believe doesn't connect you to anything unless you know. You who is doing the verb. Believing in what? It must be something. If somebody tell you that Jesus is the Son of God and you believe that, does that character exist anywhere? No, it does not. So when somebody going to set up an institution who write a narrative, a script, and begin to like bring a lot of people into that belief and stuff like that. And belief is a funny thing. When you believe something and you only have a notion of it, you come to believe it and begin to have excuse for why you believe it. All right. But somebody now is like saying, you have something to gain by believing in it. And you join it because you don't want to be left out of the promise that is in there. See what I mean? Now, somebody can get you to take out a lot of your money and put it into something that you believe. Well, that's what the church is. The church is not anything else. And if you were one of those people who read and find out that church is not a civilized thing, they don't, if they are going to church, they don't go back to church when they find out. Because it's the thing, it doesn't make any sense. It is uncivilized. You're stupid, you're foolish. If you are just believing into something and contributing to it, and you cannot identify where you are gaining from it, why would you do that? But that is happening to people all over the world because almost everybody in the world turned fool. And if we didn't, I would not be in church from when I was a boy until I am adult and getting old. It would never happen. Well, that's how clever white people are, and they are not even civilized. The World History textbook tells you that they are the first humanoid that start life first on Earth. Not African people who are hybrid. You know, you might think that hybrid is a human. You have hybrid mule. You have hybrid other things. But you have hybrid human, and it come like, oh, no. I mean, when you read Genesis creation story, you don't see anything in there that's a hybrid. And that's why you don't fool around the Bible with Genesis creation story. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You see what I mean? Because these are sodomites that created that story in there. They had enough reading and stuff like that, eventually, that they could know our history by reading it and can make a Bible and say, well, and we can challenge that and totally obliterate the knowledge of our creation in our prehistory. And they come in and wipe it out and come with the Bible. And then, because it is something that you only believe in, like Adam and Eve in a garden, you don't need no evidence. And when you read the Bible, you will see they tell you your mind must be unnatural that you can believe the lies where them telling you about salvation. You see, you're intoxicated now. The virus of Jesus Christ is in it infects your brain, the cerebrum and the cerebellum. You're gone. Because how are you doing all these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? And why you cannot see lies in the Bible? It means that your mind is unnatural. Your mind is not natural. But they are preaching to you, they write it in the Bible, is when your mind natural, you can't understand the Bible. You cannot understand the Bible because your brain are natural thinking, thoughts, ideas that pull you up. Why? The Bible is not making any sense. So your mind is unnatural when you believe those lies in the Bible. If your mind is natural, you won't believe it. You will know they are lies. That's all there is to it. So the entire world become like that. Come from a germ. A virus. And these white people, they are in existence, say, according to world history. Let's say 3.5 million years. 1.5 million years ago, they go up into Europe and, say, spread out in Asia. Up there, within 1.5 million years, that's when the crossbreeding of these people, they leave their species and go and force the African hybrid people to have children with them. That's what they did. The criminals. You see? So you see today that African people cannot exist now and not have white people around them because they claim that they rule the world. They claim, but look, it's like they didn't know. They don't have no civilized projection of what life is and how later on things will play out in a few years from now. They never think like that. Maybe now they might probably do. But the kind of stuff they did back when to interbreed a strange species, they don't think nothing. And when they start to have talking babies and build up a generation of talking crossbreed, people, well, they knew what to do with it. And that is to say, they are going to take over the world and make a new world, put on top of whatever is there. Civilized world is there, but they said they're going to change it up anyway and rule everybody if you control and offer them faggot laws where them say them are make. So, when the Indians were attacked, you know, some 10 millions of them, you know, some 400 years ago, you can see that they were not prepared, not educated, not really knowing the life and their responsibility of executing a governmental orderly society, kingship. That's all there was. And if you start reading now, that's all you will see. That is government. In the world, it's a textbook. You can't find no government for these people. When I'm talking about church, AD, Anno Domini, and Christ, these things don't exist. It just don't exist. So what kind of business are they doing? The commerce and all these kind of stuff, what they are transacting, is fraud. If they were in Europe and doing what they're doing, and not a soul would say anything. I don't mean like coming out and talk about you killing people and all that. That's not what I mean. Okay, look, to accept these hominid, crossbreed people, to accept what they do, killing civilized people, and say you're under a government that they make up. Now, I mean, doesn't that mean a people who are governed by civilized law, no longer governed by civilized law, you are governed by these, transform monkeys then, because that's where they come from. They come from monkey humans. That's where they come from. And if we have the evidence for it, then what are you going to tell me? All of what they do long ago, the seed that they plant grow into a big tree now, and everybody in the world are sitting in a branch, the tree that they plant the seed long ago. So now the world that we are looking at is a world that, inhale the the COVID, as you know, like that. Everybody believe in Jesus, the Jesus syndrome, Adam and Eve syndrome, Bible syndrome. That's it. Because you cannot be in your sober mind and they come and take our military and go off. And the only people that started out destroying the African people and what they have. So they have everything now to where they turn on each other, turn on them, and they all like Ukraine. They're all the same shit fucking ass people. They are the same. And look at what they're doing. You see, and they're behaving like, oh, it's war. It's war. You can't be civilized people and do something like that. Now, where are the African people? Where are they? If Dr. Martin Luther King, we call him, if he didn't know anything about what happened, why they have a church, why you have a church, and this church that, you know, certified everybody education and stuff like that, you know, they set up this whole fraudulent thing, right, that no church never exists all along. Look at the world, it's the textbook. You see, they learn these operation that they are doing now because they of the talking crossbreeding that they did. And once they did that, they started talking now and they began the others that, you know, they die out, and then it's the talking breeding culture now that we encounter today with all the intelligence and stuff like that, that you see these white people exercise today. Did you see them exercise that before the Bronze Age? I mean, they've been coming from way back, million years ago now. And I say 1.5 million years ago, they went up into Europe. Do you see any history that tells you white people demonstrate a civilized life, a language, when they go up into Europe 1.5 million years ago? Is there any history? All right. If you can't find that history, that's about the argument. They don't have no law to govern African people. That's what I'm saying. And you will sit out there and think that, okay, this guy is just running up his mouth. He doesn't know what he's saying. Because you're intoxicated. You see, you inhale this vapor of Jesus Christ and Adam and Eve in a garden and a God who make everything in the world. You see, and they are showing you in the very Bible that God, it doesn't have no sense. God, just put it out. God don't have no sense. Go to some specific things in the Bible, and you will find out it's a waste of time. And when fool people, you go into the madhouse and hear mad people talk and things like that, or you meet anybody crazy out on the street, and listen the way they talk. Well, look. White people are intoxicated because they have mixed their blood that is incompatible with who they were all along. And when our people mingle with them, we catch the virus and we turn fool. And this is the reason why we go to church, because our history don't have none of that. No church, no Jesus, no spirit, God, and none of that. We don't have none of that. We are created hybrid, and we were not created by evolution like these white people many million years ago. It's just not there. No matter how you read, you can't find it.
You see, and that's what is happening in the world today. When you take off mental control, when you lose your mental control, I mean, you know, somebody might give you a job, but they, you know, they limit what you do. And that's what is happening today. People are working within certain psychological limits to make us move about and do certain things. But why it is we have AD Anagamani, a moon calendar? Why? And that when I am talking about it, nobody is going to like want to talk with me and stuff like that. Mm-mm. Anything, these primates, they are still primates. White people are still primates. They are the same species they ever was. You see? They cannot change that. Leopard don't change its spots. You see, and that's why now you see they are acting with this level of sense, you see, and dominate. You know, if they are able to say what's right from what's wrong and things like that, now you're going to have a greater faculty in order to know that these people, they don't belong among you. But what we do, we make place for them and marrying with them and everything now. So I am telling you what they said. It is a document that they have, and it is, you know, its title is the Puritans Christian Agenda. This is a very awful title, because the entire world corruption is into this title. You see, the world that everybody is coming to America and the American dream, and they say this is our country and stuff like that. There's nobody out there that can call me right here, and I give you the number to call, 347-850-1358, and you know, and talk sensible talk, and prove by record that white people are civilized. You can't. I mean, I'm telling you that there's nobody out there that can do that, because it just come like, you need a passport, you know, and you need to like, you know, get a passport so you can travel and things like that. Look, you know, you have to go through the process and get that, right? Yeah. Well, right now, what I'm saying about white people being civilized, you need the World History textbook that has the record of all of us. Okay, so right now, the power that I'm holding on to, they are thinking that they have the power. They're going to find out who have the power now. And you know what? It has to first come out in words, out of your mouth. And it doesn't matter. If a hand get up with it, you will not be able to contradict the hands talking to you. Because that's where the power lies. No matter if you have a whole bunch of bomb or not like that, you can mash up a lot of things. But as far as using your human cognizance, right, or speak civilized, then you may not be civilized, but you know, you in a position now where you can talk like in a civil way. You understand that, you know, but that doesn't mean that your genome is. You know, your genome is not a civilized one. Your blood is not civilized. You got mixed up blood and all kind of things going wrong. You see what I mean? So the world is full with people that are dangerous. since A.D. Anno Domini, these white people. Because, and this is what they want. Look how the amount of disruption created with the war Putin start there. If you don't know that it is madness you are looking at, then it means that you've been mad for quite a while. It's just that you are, you know, it's not the same frequency of madness. But you're mad too. Why you will accept that war is can happen when one leader, one man, feel like, okay, he wants to, what they call it now, take over another country or another group of people, right? And he will just kill them until them have to submit and him get one. One man, intoxicated, you let go a mad person and see the kind of devastation they do. And if you think like it's acceptable, well, they'll do it. If you don't stop them, they'll do it. All right. And so I'm telling you what the world is under is these primate white people who are not civilized. Drive them out. Drive them out of the African territory. That's where they're going to go. Once that they are not civilized, they invade the civilized world and turn everything upside down. They don't have no alternative than to go back to Europe. You see, because everything that they are doing will soon dry up because A.D. Anno Domini is not a government. Kingship is government. They want rule? Go to Europe, go rule. Not here, because they are uncivilized. Okay? And if I did not have an authority book that said that, they could have come and go lock me up long time. You can't lock me up. You cannot do anything legal with me to shut me up. No, you have to do something illegal. You know, like, you know, send a bullet through my head or something like that. But you just cannot argue, which is the way to do it. Now, they have documents all over the place that floating around the place and talk the way they kill us and talk like it's normative. So you know that these people are not coming from nowhere but hominids, written in the world is a textbook. Why they would do this kind of stuff and we sit back and make it seem like it's natural to be done. And it's unseemly. Come on. And we allow it. African allow it. Africa gone, gone now, 2,600 years. Africa has relegated its function from kingship. Kingship that's supposed to protect the African people. The Sodomites then come now, all right, and interbreed and mash up the whole world since 100,000 years ago. Nobody's going to want to talk about it yet, right now. And this is what they're supposed to be concerned with. No, but these folks, they own every authority thing or process. Are them in charge of it? With what? A.D. Anno Domini. It's a vacuous thing. A.D. Anno Domini is not... You can see from when these people begin to call themselves... call themselves by... emperor. Trius and see when they start to call themselves emperor, they name certain of them to emperor. Think about when they talk about Caesar Augustus and, you know, this guy in Alexandria, Alexander the Great. You know, these were criminals. All of them are uncivilized criminals. And they are, you don't see them prior to 509 BC coup. You don't see none of them. There were no popular European high con before 509 BC. Do you understand? When I tell you that these white people sitting up on the throne of kings, and I say, you know what? They got to go now. That's all I've got to say. They got to get out. Because the longer they stay, is the worse it's going to get. You see, when they do these kind of things and we just sit like nothing don't happen, they write a Bible and decimate the African people. Hello? John the Baptist, they write any shithouse stuff in the Bible to say the Adam and Eve was in a garden. You see? And anybody, you know, third grader can read and find out that, you know, this doesn't make any sense. But you have African people with the highest form of education, university. I have a sister with two masters. Yeah, when you have two masters, I don't even have the crumbs of the first masters. You see what I mean? And I asked my sister a question. Form of the question is for her to speak of something she knows. Something she knows. That's the question I ask her, because she's Christian. And I ask her a biblical question. And all she has to do is tell me what the Bible says. And she declined to give me the answer. Now somebody's asking you about the Bible. They're not into nothing else. This is Bible. And a Christian fail to tell you what the Bible says, to show you how wrong the Bible is. And that when you believe the Bible, your mind is really unnatural, not natural. I am asking her the question from the Bible. And all she has to do is tell me what the Bible says. And you know what she told me? She says, I am not going to answer your question because of what you believe. Now, did I say anything about my belief to her? No. Why is she telling me she can't tell me what the Bible says? When she is the Christian with her unnatural mind. And who is this function here? Is it me or her with her two masters? This is the situation. Somebody with even less than a master's should be able to see no problem with that. But she sees a problem. And so is my brother with a PhD. And another one with something else too. But, I mean, education beyond what I have. Right? Because I'm mostly concerned about words. I'm concerned about words and what's going on. No, but this, look. What comes out of my sister's reaction to me? I was disappointed. I was disappointed. But she, I said to her, you know, but if I asked her for some money, you would have given me the money. You know, because my sister is all right. I mean, very, very all right. But to show you how the Bible destroy African people's mind. There is no way my two siblings behave the way they do in this circumstance. Because if I, now I'm no longer a Christian, but I grew up a Christian, right, until into my adult. is when I start reading, I begin to find out the Bible full of garbage. Stink. I mean, the worst thing to happen to people, I mean, civilized people in the world, that you get, I mean, infected with believing in something about Adam and Eve. They are using our own history to turn into poison. Yeah, they use our history. Right now you can find out and prove that. Adam and Eve is not in the Bible. Adam and Eve is where God created Adam and Eve. But where is it? Our history tells us where Adam and Eve is. But white people Bible that has no academic certification cannot tell you where Adam and Eve was created. Because a lie them are telling in the Bible. You know what I mean? It's Africa. It is Africa. And they cannot write it in the Bible. So when I'm telling you that, you know, we are up against something that is very, 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 very difficult to deal with, difficult to experience, because all the time I spent in church, age 7 until I am adult, like age, you know, way up beyond 50. You know what I mean? To read and see reality is a different thing from reading something where you believe and you don't know what you believe. That's what Christianity is. These people, with all of their criminality, they get a chance to establish a church and make it seem like it is true. So once they interbreed up and we have their bad blood or rhesus blood, right? Rh, rhesus blood. Once that gets inside of us, we turn fool. I have a brother that married a white girl in England. And I have a child too. You know what I mean? Without the knowledge of who we are defenseless. And these people can do whatever they want. But I'm telling you, not in my lifetime. Not in my lifetime. My realization now is not to joke about what's going on. I cannot joke about it. When my parents died and gone, and the world that they knew is the sodomite world of church. Now, the opportunity is here for me to exercise the force and the power of the truth and drive them out. And that's what it is all about. You know what I mean? I don't do nothing illegal, not even against their sodomite AD law. I don't do anything. They have their law right now destroying African people as I speak. I can prove that. AD Anno Domini. I mean, 1220. They make AD Anno Domini a law from way back there, since 1220 AD. You see what I mean? So it's like, you know, it's almost 1,000 years now since they make AD Anno Domini law just to kill African people, to drive them out of their province and confiscate their property. They have that law right now. Now, all you need to get rid of that is to obliterate AD Anno Domini that has no kingship Elohim law, where that gives power to rule. They don't have no Elohim power to rule. And Elohim is the only creator of hybrid and hybrid civilization. Now, if you're out there and you listen to what I'm saying, and of course, if they don't mute my mic, because they've been doing all of that too. These fucking ass folks, man, they're no good. You may think that they're all right. There's no part of them all right. They are pretending. That's what they're doing. I mean, they're far beyond the great pretender. You know what I mean? They are way, way, way beyond that. You see? So they set up a structure for us to remain fool and agree with what they do. And there is no one mightier than them. Well, I have what is far, far mightier than them. It's the words. The words that carry truth. The real truth, like in the context I am talking about right now. Where do they come from? You know, if they can't answer for themselves, it doesn't matter how long they've been here, you know. You know, this violation that they have done 100,000 years ago, this statute can never run on it. No. What they do? The kingship law don't run. Can't talk about their federal government where they have statute run and things like that. But no, I mean, not, that's not what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Mm-mm. So, I wanted to tell you, you know, some of these stinking, nasty, rancid foolishness that they have on record. They don't have anything better because that's who they are. Filthy, stinking, filthy. I mean, evolutionary, I mean, first human-like. Okay? Flat-faced man of Kenya. That's who they are. You look at Trump and what's his name there and all of the different level of government that they have set up. FBI and stuff like that. Look, you know, look at what they do. And we must stand by. We African people just stand by. And they shit all over us. Okay? Well, you know, let them shit on themselves. When they can't answer to the world history text truth about government and African people, let them shit themselves up now. You see? Because not unless there is no representation, then you don't have anything going on for you. Now, this is the truth. They don't have anything at all going for them. You see what I mean? Nothing. And they want to come here and go set up school and everything like that. Yes, let's set up African people to, you know, to turn over to sodomy. That's what they do. And they feel like they have it going for themselves now that, you know, in school you have to battle and work with their law. Is what their law say, and we going by it. I'm going to show you. Nothing don't go so. Nothing don't go so. And if the gods permit, they will be gone because they were not supposed to be here. All right. So they have the church. The gods never set up no church here. And they got the education that the gods left here. I know. Nobody don't need to tell me this. All I have to do is defend the truth. I don't need to worry about anything. Defend the truth. Let the chip fall where it may. Puritan Christian agenda. And listen to the kind of stuff that they say. This is their position, okay? And what we are living on. One of the opinions most persistently and widely held among African evangelicals today is that America has essential Christian origin. It's not under the BC era, you know. Okay? They make this up, and the interbreeding spell that they throw on us That's the reason why we cannot sustain our position. Like say, oh no, and let them go about their business. Then we would be okay. But we open a gate for them to start talking and get education and come after us with imperial colonialism. There is no law there. These people have endless power with a D and a dominant fucking shit. They have power to do anything. And the gods up there now, look at these people. They're all turned fool. But there's a remnant of us, though, that worthwhile saving. All right? Well, I get a lot of it. I get a lot of the saving because I have the experience of coming from childhood and don't know, you know, can't see a light in the world to make me happy and stuff like that because of these faggots. These faggots. I have nothing else to say. They are faggots. And all of the transactions that they are doing out there are all bogus and illegal. White people business is illegal. And they don't have a court, a judge, or a law book that can usurp what I say. Because guess what? That's no law to begin with that they have. They learn about law. Obama used the law or the principle of law that they learned from us. And I have the history of it. You know, it's not just a little bumper stuff I have. I have the entire history and where them coming from. If they are somebody, I know I tell you, they are nobody for us to. Now they say they have control over us, so what do we do? You know what I mean? You have a passport, you go to their post office and, you know, and do all these things that they permit you to do. Imagine that. Well, this disclosure is going to rip away all of these old bunch of fucking nonsense that these white people come into our territory and do. They're going to find out that, you know what, they were wrong. They were wrong because we have every means beside all of the stuff that they have about they are this. They have all the power that they have, the military and stuff like that. We don't want nothing to do with their military. They and their military will perish. That's no joke. Because a hope and curse mean that, look, you know, you have a right to go your way. Leave these people alone. That's what it means. And if you don't want that, well, our cry, our tears, our supplication, the knowledge of the truth, I mean, you tell me it can't do anything and let it don't do anything. Let me see. Time, yesterday and today is not the same when it comes to identification of time. Yesterday is gone. And the hurt is still turning, right? And the past time that creates things so that we have it here today. We don't put anything in the past. The past creates the present. So understanding the way time works, and when we talk about antiquity and all that, it's the same hurt created antiquity, created the present time, right now. So these people think that we are idiots, we are fools, and they're going to make a moon calendar, and we're going to live on the moon calendar. Now, they and their fuckeries is going to go right back where they come from with it, because tongue now that nobody understands. Okay? Everybody was under AD and going to church and everybody think they know. Now you're going to find out. No, they don't speak in a tongue that we understand. Okay? AD and Adamani language is not African people's meaning. When you read it in the Bible, a pure evil that they're telling you. Okay? We are created under the solar calendar. They come here with their shit, fucking, madness. Talk about, a moon calendar. Yes, because they have to show that they can do this thing. They did nothing civilized at all. And they don't know we're going to see. You know, all of what they have done is something that they had an opportunity to do. And see what they do turn us fool. Well, they're going to find out right now. Those of us that come out of we come out of the virus. We are, we have vaccine, we are vaccinated that purge out, the virus where they give we with the Bible. We don't want the Bible. No, we read and find out the Bible full of maggots. So that's it. And they want to talk about we must be converted and all that. No. As long as we pay attention to civilized word and understanding, we will get rid of all these old bunch of stuff all over the world. I want to tell you all these things when I read this stuff. It's heavy. It's very heavy to hear them talk this kind of stuff, like Christianity is something that from antiquity it was good. So I have to scorn. I have scorn. You see what I mean? Scorn. You see what I mean? Because the thing is, I don't have to be a part of, people who I'm supposed to scorn. They don't have any business to destroy our lives, because that's what they have done, is destroy our lives. But we are under their government. You tell me something now, man. These people, I just won't say some of the things what these people deserve. It's like the hurt to give way and take them in. Something like that. Why do they do this? It's nothing more than madness. They like sex, and that's why they destroy the sapient species. Okay? And don't care. Until today, you see they're killing us. Right? Everybody is concerned with the gas, in the car, and to pay the light bill and all kind of different things. And people are on earth now are only tied up with these kind of stuff that keep us down. We don't look up because we don't see nothing when we look up. And these are the kind of stuff they are telling us about Christianity. These people are psychologically stink, and my nostrils psychologically can't smell them. You see what I mean? To tell it loud and clear, and the people who see the light, they will be enlightened and begin to chart their course to the life they want to live. Because I know about a lot of people who speak and testify the kind of life that they live. Some talk about, they are one person in a family that begin to see light, and the rest of family is like at their throat because they're into Jesus. Imagine that, man. Reading with distinction is very, very a golden thing. But when you see these people come here and they sit now as government, oh hell, and these are the kind of things that they have underneath them. You know what I mean? Their skin you know, their cavities, their asshole, and their vagina, and whatever else. Yes, that's all they're about. You see, they interbreed with the sapien Neanderthals, because all they want was sex. At that time, they don't know nothing more than sex. You see, and then they take off their monkey face for about 40,000 years. They've been, sockering the Neanderthals. You see what I mean? They didn't know they would face one day that it was trouble. What they did, they turned the world upon its head by doing that. That's what that sex did for them. When you talk about them are homosexual today and they want you to accept them. No, your face. You cannot accept homosexuality. There's no law that tells us, there's no history that tells us they have a right to be where we are. But just as they come with church, they come with their fucking nasty self, criminal, on every front. These people steal everything that they can find. You see what I mean? And turn the world into their own. And black people have no way of passing or pushing them aside. Look how easy they come here and get Africa to not function as a kingship government. How easy they do that? Too easy. You see what I mean? So from the bottom to the top, it doesn't matter what they think and what they want to do. The thing is, the order is, they must leave our territory, you know, see? They must, because they come here as criminal and they're going out as criminal. It doesn't matter what they say they have is our wealth. Enough of them. I have the law that proved that. They think federal law is law. It's not. African people must know the truth in order to liberate themselves. And if you don't want to liberate yourself, really, it's really up to you. But this planet Earth right here never had civilization. They were here and there were no civilization. These white, you know, cock up ass white people there. They never had no civilization here. Okay? They get talking because they interfere with us. We didn't want their fucking ass to fuck with. You see, now that have all the churches out there and have we in there turned fool, you know, see? Turned fool. Well, you know, I was a fool too, but, it's, you know, my time, you know, it, you know, your time went on. I tell you what, I cannot compliment myself for begin to see and find out from what I was reading. You know, it's just that it is a provision for us that changes, we can be redeemed by the provision that the gods set inside of us. We got their blood, but mixing it up with these folks here, if you don't get treatment, you can't come out from them. And the treatment is to learn the truth. Learn the truth. So I'm saying to you that this is what they write about, you know, making it seem like since they come and make the world that they want and they turn us into sodomy now, whether you're in a church or you're in a school, they say it is their land. This country is their country and all that kind of stuff. They're fucking us. That's their culture. And, of course, they know we know, but they are telling you that there's nothing wrong with it because they get us to be worshiping the God of their Bible. Oh, gosh, no, man. So, listen, let's say one of the opinions most persistently and widely held among American evangelicals today is that America had essentially Christian origins. They rest heavily on the appeal to the Puritan heritage as the most influential Reformation tradition shaping American culture. If it were shown that the Puritans were the Puritans who settled America, so they come here, right? When we were here. Mm-hmm. The Puritans who settled America did not establish truly Christian cultural principles that were in some important ways perpetuated, then the strong suspicion might be raised that tire case for a now lost Christian America rests on rather nebulous foundation. You see the kind of stuff that they are talking, and 3.5 million, they never spoke not even one of that word, but they're doing it now. Where do they get the intelligence from? If you think it's not crossbreeding, crossbreed with the sapien hybrid people, the ethnic people, right? After they interbreed up with the Neanderthal sapien, they become more human being. And okay, now, you know, to interbreed with the sapien and get talking babies now, because it's the blood that makes a hybrid. It is the blood, the mixed blood, that make you talk. And the Neanderthal, no matter how they fuck the Neanderthals, they would not give them talking babies. Get the truth, okay? Get it. Because they think money can buy the power of knowledge. Money don't buy the power of knowledge, right? And that is why they are going to get it full and move them forcefully. The truth, not gunpowder, not gunpowder. These idiots, this fucking ass them. Yeah, that's what all the weapons that we make, that's what in the Bronze Age, they take it over and claim it's they make it. The fucking idiot ass them, right? And come with their AD and a Damani shit house nonsense that don't exist anywhere. And you look at them. They're so happy because they turn us idiots and we don't know what they're doing. But you read it in other words, it's a textbook. You know, where they get, how they start to talk and how they get educated. They didn't have it themselves. I tell you to look in a Europe to see if you see they had anything up there. Okay? And when do they say that they became civilized and talking now? They not tell you about the talking. But if them for tell you when they start being civilized, you know, it's not getting into it. Because if you don't know about it, you can't get into anything. But if you should ask them, like on Google, when did European become civilized, they'll tell you it's in AD and Adamani time, the time that they take over. You're listening to the Cosmic Philosopher and the Block Talk Radio. Oh boy, I tell you, this is something else. All right, but I'm telling you what they're saying. Okay, look here. Listen to this now. They say, all right, so they give you the search for Christian America on page 28. I'm telling you, this is their official document, you know. There's no joke about this. And there's no way that African people should know this. We must know these things, right? But the fact is the Puritans, white people, you know, you must know that Puritan are white people, and them call themselves by purified word, clean word they use to name themselves, all right? The fact is, the Puritans were the forerunners of today's kingdom, dominion, reconstructionist teaching, my friend. Do you need to know anything more than that? They intend to turn us into sodomites. What do you think when they said they were forerunners from back in 1620? When the pilgrims came here, they were forerunners. They talk, lie about, had a reason why they come here. No, they had a plan. Because like I told you, 100,000 years ago, that's where these white people begin to talk. Okay? That's where. But prior, beyond that 100,000 years, you don't have anything with them talking or doing nothing except make stone tools and light a fire. And wear animal skin. They were not civilized in any kind of way. Okay? And this is what we have in problem, simply because they get our blood and pose a challenge to us now. So these are the kind of stuff they're jerking us around with. So it goes on. To say, the Puritans believed that they were carrying to America true Christianity, creed by God. You hear that? You see what they put in there? By God, the God in the Bible, the God where you don't need to look deep, too deep, to see that God is a homosexual sodomite 100%. Because Numbers 11 or Numbers 12, God come down from heaven in a chariot. Imagine that. Who see him? Who see God? We make heaven and earth. And we can't see him. Make Adam and Eve, and we can't see him either. We don't even know the place where he put Adam and Eve in the Bible, right? So what I'm trying to say to you, all these things that these people are pretending big time and everything, because they are crossbred, and they get our blood. And I said they never get the blood from the Neanderthal, which is our subgroup, sapien. And our species, we both come from the same species, wise sapien. That's where we come from. That's our species. You see, and they are hominid. And the World History textbook tells you about their development. Come on, man. And they get up to the second level human development, and the sapien was the third. But the bare sapien cannot make you talk. It takes the blood of the God to mingle with sapien species in order to bring talk, baby. And that is why there is the problem here. You think it is some joke? You think these folks who are hominid could start talking after 3.5 million years? That brings you to 100,000 years ago. I'm not talking nonsense. I'm not talking nonsense. No, don't. Nobody's going to want to touch this. They won't want to touch this. Don't touch it. Go away. Go away, because that's what this is about. Fucking shit, white people. You know, come and spread their sodomy all over the world. And I'm telling you, get out. Get out. Because I'm calling the God down. I'm calling the gods down. And this one. Because all the time I walk around and and walk like an idiot, a fool, and don't know what I'm thinking, this is not that time right now. I can get their attention now as long as what I am reading is the fact about our origin. We are going to get them to help us because that's what they wanted. They wanted us to learn and understand and take a stand. Okay? So they wouldn't give up on us, and they have done so many things and offered to us, and these people come in and take it. So it is something to see that we come to our senses, you know what I mean? And you don't hear me say anything that sound or signal like I'm violent. I'm not violent. No, but I'm in for principality power. You see, I love the truth. I want to go the way of the truth. You see, I'm not going to like, no, help out with some foolishness. No, I'm not doing that. And I'm telling you, stop, go to church. You African people, stop, go to church. Read and see if you can get your brains back working. Okay? Get your cerebrum and your cerebellum. Get it back working. And outside of that, you can go to go play reggae and all them whole bunch of foolishness there and think that it's going to change anything for us. Oh, more and more money you're going to want. Yeah, you stay with that, you know, I mean, the slave mentality that they put on us and stuff like that. So I'm telling you, these kind of stuff, when I read them, it transform me. You see, it transformed my life. And if you don't want to get transformed, well, you don't learn the truth, and that's all will happen. You're dead and go an idiot. So it goes on. The Puritans believed that they were carrying to America. That's when they put set seal, and they know where they were coming from. They were done with Palestine, right, after some hundreds of years, and now they are coming to America, and this is what they say. Puritans, these white faggot people, they are leaving now and left Christianity started in Palestine with a baby Jesus and all this. These whole bunch of rotten frog stuff that they write, and we believe it as prophecy and all this kind of stuff. It's not true, man. It's not true. And, you know, I am anxious for people to understand the right thing, because these guys fill up the world with all these whole bunch of garbage. You see what I mean? Yeah. Yes, they say they are coming, you know, to America, bringing, you know, these white fucking ass people, they are coming, call themselves Puritan. What pure about white people? What? Jesus? Jesus is just a character. Just a second. And so, thank you. And so, this is a very elaborate thing that happened in the world and kept quiet, although it's hope in the open. But he's like, our eyes are open, but we are blind. That's what has been happening. That's what has been happening to me. I felt the pressure of this blindness coming along these years that, you know, I am going about like I am a civilized person, but I tell you, I wasn't looking forward to anything. I wasn't looking forward for anything to change. I only think that, oh, well, you know, in the way that I choose to think and to behave myself. But it was not a productive type of thinking that I endure. No. It wasn't good. And to read this kind of stuff and see with my eyes the people who do the world the way it is, well, I would volunteer any time to get into this and make the best of it. White people will no longer look into our faces and talk about Jesus saved. You see what I mean? That's right. And is that the outlook is that they will have no place to stay here. In none, the way they go all over the world and seize our settlement, our lands, and everything we have, and about this setting up government, they don't have no more government. And then it will take time, right, with this enormous amount of obstacle that they are put in the way. People just need to know the basic truth and let them feel the energy in you. Stop going to church. Because as long as you're going to church, you're harboring homosexuals. And the ways the gods never intended. And you want to keep them here? Well, even they themselves say, you're not to harbor anybody who come to America and hide and stay here. Even them, I say that. You imagine, right? But what about us? What about us? No, they wipe out our they wipe out our creation. They're holding us in their Bible creation, you know. I mean, aren't these people fucking ass? I mean, they're dreadful. Because they're writing a Bible and giving us a God that them used to fuck ass and get away with stuff. I mean, this is what they do. Oh, shucks, man. But you hear, this is the truth. This is the truth. And if you go to your church, it means that, yes, your Adam and Eve cannot be found, but that's what you believe. But they really itchy to know that. And they're hiding the truth from you, and you still believe what they're saying. So it goes to say, yes, they find out that we turn fools, so they're doing everything right in front of us and stuff like that. The Puritans believe, so you notice, they don't wear their nasty name. They call themselves by words, name that sounds like, oh, they're decent. And like anything they name, because it's like with African, with us, they put on our character and wrongly emulate a lot of things, and some things they emulate and do it right because that's the way it is. But what happened to what they emulate wrongly and build up to them world with it? That's where serious problem is, right? So now, they know that anything we originate with, they are safe to take it away from us and put the value it has on themselves. And we don't have it anymore. That's what they do in architecture, in everything that the gods establish. That's what these honest fucking white people, that's what they do. Okay? So now when they go that far now, they don't have no sense at all to do anything. And it's the interbreeding, let them into everything. They can talk now, and then they mix up with our society, get education, and steal, because they're going to Europe, into Rome, right, and overthrow the first king, and going like, it's not them. Put them in front of me and see what happened to them. Put any white man, we think him learned and stuff like that, put him in front of me and see what happened to him. Our woman, if they think they have truth and they have right to rule the world, put them in front of me and see what happened to them. You see, because if you're put under in a position to tell the truth, and the fact is here, the evidence is here, I mean, you don't have a possibility at all of getting out when the fact is right there on you. You see what I mean? And clearly, they don't want this. They don't want this. And if you're out there and you're ashamed to hone the truth, well, you don't have anything that's going for you. So now they're taking up everything because we are not seeing. You can see African people are blind. Can you see? Because how do we allow them to do all these things and instead worship the foolishness that they are bringing to us about Christianity and, you know, believing they are carrying to America true Christianity? How do we go into this and get into this? True Christianity. What is true Christianity? It's nothing more. You see, it's nothing less. It's nothing less than fucking somebody's asshole and go into all of the debaucheries. That's what Christianity is. And we take it for something good. Christianity as decreed by God. And there says the God where we believe. You see, and we can say, I don't know God. Especially as written in the Old Testament. They believed too that they were on a divine mission to America. Divine mission. That's what these faggots are saying. Divine. Do they know anything about divine? Was that up there 1.5 million years up in Europe? No, nothing. Okay? These fucking ass white people, that's all they have. Is the enablement of speech now and understanding certain things, and they can steal and control you, and that's what they're doing. All right, but they couldn't control us unless they did dupe us. Okay? They dupe us. You see? And set up elaborate schemes and stuff like that, and we don't know what they're doing. And this is where we are here today. They have no government, but they make up government. They find out they can make any damn foolishness, and we go right along with it. AD Anno Domini. All right. Come now. This AD Anno Domini in the year of our Lord is dismantled. It is dismantled. And if you go out here and serving that and behaving like, oh, these white people really have a government, it's your fault. Get the knowledge. Okay, and realize that the world that we fall to is these sodomites, you know, that do this thing. And we, the naive idiots, you see, we were supposed to follow our own script. We know we don't follow that. So they get the best of us. And this is where they have our heads. You see what I mean? No. I hold the truth that I'm saying to be like the high tempest, okay, and destroying winds, and like the lightning and the thunder to remove anything, any object that don't belong there. That's how I see it. The truth is the truth, and I can't, you know, do any more than speak the truth, and that's what my mind is all about. Now, if you don't want a part of it, that's up to you, and you want to go along with this sodomite world that we're in, and you fight to get your children good education and all that, and out of the hands of these faggots that they have in school, teaching us, like, oh, we and them are the same thing. No, no, no. There is no government except what we assume to be a government. It's not in the world history textbook. No record at all. Just like the textbook does not say anywhere in it that white people were a civilized culture. None whatsoever. Tells us that we do not cohabitate with people who are different from us in taxonomic form. You see, we are from a different species than they are. And what they do is come and like fuck our people and screw us up eventually, right? By taking our blood. And if you go into it and find out, speech is a special thing. Speech is special, and we could not be, we could not be wise sapiens and talk. The Neanderthals did not get speech in their creation. But we, in hybridization, we get to talk without any problem. And see, them come and can fuck with us, and they get talking, you know, plus other kind of things too. Look like good human beings. So these guys really, really work us over. But realization is a powerful thing. And they are not, they can't, they write all them whole bunch of foolishness that God comes down and messed up our language. No God no come down from nowhere and confound no language. It's a lie. It's what they did to us that confound us. It's the act that our foreparents did 100,000 years ago. That's it. You see, because life, all intelligence is in your semen, because that's where you create another human being. It's the manifestation of life, any kind of life. In this case, they are a corrupt species, human, the first humanoid. They are, I mean, in their way, well, they wouldn't think it's corrupt, but as far as civilization is concerned, they are corrupt. They are corrupt because when they are looking at another person's ass that they, you know, I mean, nature, I mean, give them to shit, and they make that the most delightful sex. Stand that these people are animals, in a sense, and but in a sense and in a certain context, because a lot of animals is not, they're not seeing that they want the other the other peer, you know, on us. They don't do that. They have children, and they know, even the elephant know where to find the vagina. The big elephant, them. All of them. I mean, the most clumsiest beast. They know where to create children. You see what I mean? And these people are supposed to human form. You see? And, you know, primates. And they don't, you know, they want to go into the anus and stuff like that. Only human. Only these hominid human beings. I mean, see that. And they come and corrupting, because like I say, when they interbreed with us, we turn fool. We do anything now. You see what I mean? Don't be surprised. But that's not the way we were created, my friend. I am a witness to reading the truth and know it. All right. Go on and say this. What these people are thinking about us. When they go into Palestine and destroy our people here, they set for America. And these are the things that they are saying, that the Puritans believe that they were carrying to America true Christianity as decreed by their faggot God in the Bible, right? The God that come down and cursed Miriam and did not curse Aaron or brother when the both of them committed a sin according to the Bible. And God only do it, only curse the girl and leave the man, the boy, the brother. Did not touch the man. So this shows you in the Bible that these sodomite faggot people, they, by origin, they don't like women. You see what I mean? And it's the same thing, you know, God and Jesus in the writing are together, because the reason why Jesus didn't call no woman, St. Paul says, because Eve was the first to sin. And we are talking about non-existent stuff that we are to realize. Those things are not true. But as long as we believe those stuff, we are held in bondage to them by these sodomite folks who will forever take our wealth and everything like that and destroy us. All right. So it tells you, especially written in the Old Testament, They believe too that they were on a divine mission to America, a place specially appointed by God, the Father God, to be the new Israel. You hear? New Israel. They are on a mission to totally, destroy us. And that's what they are doing, bringing true Christianity that only geared at the best thing for them is to fuck us. That's what they're concerned about. And if we don't turn sodomite, they won't have full reign over the world. You don't see it. That's what they want. Okay? 666. You see? And Armageddon. Them kind of foolishness. Let them take it to Europe where they come from. Okay? But if you don't stop going to their church, if you don't stop voting for them democracy, turn for your kingship. We have more than competent people to run our government. Kingship. Okay? We don't want these faggot stuff that they come and make us custom to their ways until we turn fool. And that's all we know. 4th of July. Blow, 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 blow. Christmas. And what do you call it? This other one, you know? Anyway, yes, but all of their celebration and stuff like that. And imagine what you get out of Santa Claus. What you get out of Santa Claus? And look at TV. Oh, they animate. They use all these animated animals in movies and all kind of something. That it's their world that you're looking at when you watch TV. Sodomite world, you see. All right. So, they believe too that they were on a divine mission, you see, to kill us, you see. These faggots. They're not human, real humans. They never get up to real humans. And the way they come into our humanity is by the crossbreeding. But you see what they do to us no sooner than they get certain things together, they kill us and wipe us out. That's what they do. But we still have the truth. And as long as we have the truth, we have the destroyer for them. So it goes on to say, yes. So they are now the new Israel, a theocratic city, and my friends. And I told you about this this portion that where they yes, where they kill us and behave and we behave like nothing don't happen. We go right along with it from year to year. For example, the Puritan massacres of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1637, and again on July 14, 1637, were deemed by the Puritans to be directed by God. You see, how much time does this? They tell you this, that the most slimy, nasty thing they do is by God of the Bible. Now, you think that, oh, they borrow the God? No, they invent this God. Look in the Bible and see how God behave, and you will notice it. They're not talking about God. So you're going to wonder, so who make the world? Who make the world? Briefly, I'll just tell you this. Billions of years ago, the good science tell us, not even sodomite refute the science that create the universe. Don't use your narrow mind and don't respect record of the past that comes from the source that is reliable. And prehistory is the history to rely on. And even the world is a textbook, is limited. It is valuable. It is valuable because these sodomites take it and they plaster it with a whole bunch of their sodomite, lies. okay? But the book, like I say, is still a good book because it has information that I can that I find to be very, very important, right? It's not like the Bible that I would like leave the Bible, cut the Bible totally. I only like tell you that Genesis creation story, contaminate the Bible itself, right? But there are some good things in there. But the creation story, that is what makes believing valuable. You see what I mean? When you know that the thing is not something for you to believe, then it's no longer valuable. All right. So this is what I'm trying to say to you, that these folks, white people that we see here, you sit down and go to church and things like that. You make these people make up a church for you, and you don't know yet that Adam and Eve was never in no garden at all. They don't want to tell you where, but they might write a Bible to bring you over to sodomy, see. All right? But these are the people who talk bizarre stuff for you to understand. We are not to sit down with these people here. And this is the truth I'm telling you. You see what I mean? Yes, so this massacre on one of the one season, this is what they decide to do because they were on their program of demolishing us and take control. And this is what they're trying to tell you. So they were coming with true Christianity, and this will be the new Canaan for them and all that. All right? So I am telling you now that here they kill us and don't care. And we're looking to dear Jesus to save us and all that. Those things are not true. For example, the Puritan massacres of the Pikut Indian tribe on May 26, 1637, and again on July 14, 1637, were deemed by the Puritans to be directed by God. Captain John Basin declared, "God laughed his enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them a fiery oven." You see what I mean? He says, thus did the Lord judge among the heathen, filling the place with dead bodies. You see what I mean? And you can read about this in a book called Siegel and Steinbeck, Puritans, Indians, and Manifest Destiny, and the pages there. This is serious stuff. If you don't want to learn, you don't learn, and you follow everything that the sodomite then put out in the world, and you go on that frequency, and you never come out till you're dead. All right, so that is what I want to tell you about this. So you take care of that for that now. And okay. And so we're coming up to this time now where that was one of the things I wanted to show you, but I didn't have it in mind to tell you, but find it necessary to tell. Now, the next thing I want to tell you, let me tell you, go to the feature of the show. And it is, the title is World History, Europe White Hominid Erectus of Primates Neanderthals. That's what they do. And become good looking. They come from their humanoid erectus level or state, right? They are primates, apes, okay? And in that Homo erectus state, they fucked sapien Neanderthal for about 40,000 years. Oh, this is not a joke. Okay? Everything that you see they're going on with, they weren't able to do it unless they fucked the Neanderthals. You see? And then the sapien, the hybrid, okay, is the hybrid that gives them the talking. And that's what this is all about. Now they're calling themselves Cro-Magnon and Yamnaya. Now you probably may see these words. These words may start disappearing. They may stop using them. Now that they are busted, they may start using those words. Because I clearly cover the spatiotemporal time where their acts are committed. Now they're trying to cover up and talk about, oh, there was the Cro-Magnon man. Cro-Magnon come out just like how they make up Jesus. You know, they make up names. You see, they make up names out of wherever they want to make it. And tell you, like how they say Christianity, and like Christianity is good, and this is what they do. I mean, they're ingenious. They're ingenious. But the thing is, from they give us the Kool-Aid, we're dead. You see? So this is what I have to really tell people, and I know people out there who are understanding, right? And I'm saying it the way I can say. All right, let me go on and tell you the synopsis to this. The word taxonomy is derived from the Greek taxis, meaning arrangement, and nomos, meaning law. Okay? Taxonomy is a system of naming the three domain of living organism through a series of scientific classifications. Taxonomic rank is how this series of classifications is carried out through a process known as Linnaean categories. Although Aristotle, I don't know why they are calling Aristotle for. You don't need no Aristotle in this. Although Aristotle was the first to organize organism, that's not true. Was the scientist known as Linnaeus, who truly forged the series of taxonomic categories we know today. What is taxon? My friends, when I look at the things that these sodomite white people are doing today, they're done with us, you know. They're going to continue to poison us psychologically, which is one of the ways they are poisoning us, psychologically, okay? Using words, you see, in language to do it. So it goes on. I hope you understood what I just tried to read here. What is taxon? What is taxon? A taxon is a taxonomic group or category, taxon, can be referred to as a list of rankings or a specific group of organisms. All of us are made up of organisms, right? So listen some more. The taxon, primate, refers to any and all organisms under primates. An example of a broad reference of taxon in biology. Taxon can be any level of organism within the taxonomic ranking, as the diagram below suggests, that link Eukarya, archaea, and bacteria to the common ancestors, to the common ancestor. The different level can be visualized. Taxon can be used in this scenario where all the following examples are correct. Okay, so they have a link here where they are displaying something. What I want to say to you is that, remember, we are a species. We African people, we are come from the sapien species 250,000 years ago. And the white people species is hominid. That is where we are talking about, you know, the primates. You see what I mean? The primate. White people are primates. And I tell you, it's the crossbreeding of Neanderthals and us, the ethnic people. That's what got them. That's what they breed. We are a different species from them. And that's why we turn fool when they interbreed with us. We turn fool. And we come close to them. That's the kind of thing. We have there's a relationship why they keep coming and take over where we are. Okay? Because we turn fool. So if you don't start looking deeply into the science of what got us to where we are, and, you know, with them, then we won't get away from them. If we learn the truth, they will run from us. There's no joke about that. You read about Gilgamesh and Enkidu, a human that he tamed, you know, who was out in the wild, they say. And I don't even know if that story is true. I really don't know. You know, I don't know the story of Enkidu. But Gilgamesh was a king. And, you know, they write this story about he tamed this man. And it may not be a true story. It may be the white people I'm writing it. You know, however, what I was speaking from it, I don't even have to use that at all. But what I'm trying to say is that we were created 200,000 years ago. And when some of us are leaving from Africa to settled outside of Africa, that is 100,000 years ago. And it's in the World History textbook where some of us leave Africa to settle outside of Africa. And that's when these sodomites, people, they jump our folks that are different species. So taxonomic is very important to our understanding as to why we are in the state we're in with white people, and why we see them as a superior people, and we don't know why. I'm telling you now, why? And if I am wrong, it should be able to be proven, but I'm into this, the books of authority on history. You see what I mean? All right, let's come on now and finish up this paragraph. Around 1.8 million years ago, Homo erectus migrate out of Africa via the Levantine corridor and Horn, the corridor and Horn of Africa to Eurasia. Europe said, in time of in terms of species, servial. In terms of species, servial. Homo erectus is a huge success story, and I don't want to hear their success story. And if you want to hear their success story, my friends, it is because of what they did, and they're not telling. But now I'm busting it. They would not be no success, because you go up there before they interbreed with our people and start talking. There is nothing up there that is civilized. You can't find nothing. So the reason why they're talking about they are a success as a species, it's because of what they did. It's destroy the sapiens. You see, that's what they do. And destroy the Neanderthal sapien as well, the two subgroups. So, yes, see, they're talking here today, so why shouldn't they say that they're a big success? Yes, but you see, without we come and open up the law book of history, they would be here telling us how much, you know, the things that they have done is a success, and we don't know what they do. Now, they won't be able to say this no more. No, because once you throw it from them, it's like you sunder them face with this. They can't take this, you see, but they're a success story. A story. What did they do to be a story? Google that. Google. Ask Google, what did the erectus do to be a success story? I am going to ask that when I'm done. I'm going to Google it, because it will be a good question to ask. Okay, he says, yeah, I will see what they tell me. All right, now, so, they are a success story, right? Fossil evidence for Homo erectus, fossil evidence. Listen to what I'm going to say now. Fossil evidence for H. erectus, Homo erectus, stretches over more than 1.5 million years. The fossils, okay? Let's see what they have interesting to talk about that. 1.5 million years, that's when they leave Africa and go up into Europe. And they only make stone tools. And forevermore, they didn't make anything else but stone tools, right? And it's within all of this time that we started the Bronze Age and begin to make bronze. And they begin to start use it, and that's why they have all weapons today. They never make anything. But you bet, if we don't know, they'll go ahead and begin to take credit for everything. But we have time, you know, to tie them up with. Them can't go forward. All right. These honest fuckers are trying to deny the interbreeding. They are trying to deny the interbreeding. You see? They're trying to hide the interbreeding with wise sapien Neanderthals. Right? They're hiding the interbreeding. Where all you hear them talk about their success story and blah, 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 blah. Oh, no. They're not going to go into that because that's what they're covering up. And yeah, I dig them out already, long time. I close in on them long time. You see, interbreeding with wise sapien, that's for about 40,000 years. That is a subgroup of wise sapiens. No, that is a subgroup of wise sapien species, the Neanderthal is. And they lost of all, went back and attacked the next wise sapien subgroup. That is the wise sapien. This time they got baby talk. My friends, I hope you understand what I have tried to, you know, to tell you today. And make well, it's words that tell you things that are actually true. So not unless I'm lying, then you cannot depend on what I'm saying. So you really need to take this up and nurture the information to find out if there's anything you can read to verify that these things are true. Tell you the best I can. If anybody need to ask me question about anything that I talk about, I'm always available. Always available. And so I am going to play a little tune. And I don't know what tune I'm to play now, but let's. Brooke Benton. And I'll be right back and read a little from The Seed of Life for you. And that is Zachariah Sitchin. From the book, Genesis Revisited, my friend, okay? And try to make a lot of sense from that for you as well, if you can take it, or, you know, just can take it. You know, just take what you can take. But other people are coming on at different times. And of course, there is the video that you can come on the interface, you know, on my profile, and you get all these shows to play them, right? So let's go with Brooke Benton. Nice tune. Thank you.
that you've been blind. Yes, darling, you're going to need me again. It's just a matter of time. Go until you reach the end of the line. But I know you'll pass my way again. It's just a matter of time. After I gave you everything I had, and call me a clown. Remember, in your search for fortune and fame, what goes up must come down. That one day you'll wake up and find that my love was a true love. It's just a matter of
wonderful. Great tune. and that is Brooke Benton. All right. Now, I'm going to see if I can, you know, have a few more time, about 40 minutes or something like that. And I want to go into some, you know, a little more thoughts. And I don't know well I'm going to do with this, but I'm going to try, okay? Chapter 7. From the book, Genesis Revisited. This is a very nice book. I want to tell you out there, please, if you really want to into some of the issues that I am raising, this is one of the books for you to read. Because this is Sumerian prehistory. This is not, you know, modern time history. This is history of the gods, and, you know, it's all about civilization, where civilization come from. So this book here, it revises the nasty book that we have called the Bible, okay, and where they can tell you where Adam and Eve come from, okay? This book use, you know, a highly scholarly effort to tell you from the real original story how Adam and Eve were created. It's not a spirit god. It is actual beings that come from another planet and come on Earth. The greatest scientists that we on Earth ever know. And of course, we don't know anything here until the gods created us. And I'll tell you about the interbreeding with these folks. And these folks now are talking all kind of stuff. And take your mind all where it's not supposed to go. These, I mean, fucking sodomite white people who think they have a residence everywhere we are. I'm here to prove when they're talking about they were up in Europe and what they were doing, I prove they are lying. They don't have anything up there by their own mouth. They were never civilized at all. But they don't think we're going to track them. All right. So now I want to, like, tell you something that from this chapter that I have not, doesn't even seem like I have done much reading in. Yes, I think I have done some reading in this chapter because, you know, Yeah, it looks like I do some reading, but there are some other places where I make marks and I know that I've been there. All right, this one seemed like I did some reading. All right, let's see some of this. Because I only want to get out some reality to people who want to hear it. Of all the mysteries confronting mankind's quest for knowledge, the greatest is the mystery called life. Let's see here. Just a second. Let's see. Thank you for your patience there. So, yes, this is one of the mystery about, you know, life. What is life? Evolution Evolution theory explains how life on Earth evolved. Now, is this crossbreeding, talking white sodomite people, them doing all of that, you know? Because they are blocking the African people from becoming civilized, you know, see what I mean? So they are denying civility. You must have heard some real story what they are doing. They kill a lot of people who are in the past, few, you know, like decades ago. If you were talking like a real someone who deal with the cosmos and you're telling the truth about the motion of the hurt or something like that on the sun. You know, and the calendar. I mean, they don't want people who begin to read and want to tell the truth about science. They kill you. These are so-called Roman Catholic Church. The problem, they kill you because they don't want you to spread the truth. You know, a lot of things are changing a bit. The more people are getting wiser, you know, wiser, and may quick to point out irregularity or things that are confusing, I mean, and things shouldn't be so. You see, they have to start modernizing and modifying. They have to start modifying a lot of things that they have been doing from, you know, back a few centuries coming on. You see what I mean? So, we should not have all these kind of stuff where they used to burn people at the stake because you won't become Christian and all that kind of stuff. So, these white people, if we don't draw a line between us and them, we will be just like them. There's no joke about that. So, it says, all the way from the earliest, one so-called creatures to Homo sapiens. Evolution
Evolution theory claims how life on Earth evolved all the way from the earliest sapien. The earliest sapien? There is no Homo sapien. And, this is like author's oversight that there is no Homo. Homo is Homo sapien. The Homo prefix is for homosexual. That's what it is for. But not for sapien, because sapien is the third human development. You see? And all the hominids are only make it up to level two. Right? And them are homosexual. So, we no longer use Homo for sapien or sapien. All right? Because sapien came 250,000 years ago. You see? And when we became a subgroup, and when these sodomites up in Europe, fucked up the first the Neanderthal then, right? And then turn on us. So the madness is coming from these white people. All right. So he says now he's going to take us to some clarity anyway with what he's saying, because don't find any other fault in the the central writing of this book. All the way to the earliest, right? All the way from the earliest. One so-called creatures of Homo sapiens. It does not explain how life on Earth began. Beyond the question, are we alone? Lies the more fundamental question. Is life on Earth unique? Yes. Yes. Is life on Earth unique? Unmatched in our solar system. So he's saying, is life on Earth unique, unmatched in our solar system, our galaxy, the whole universe? According to the Sumerian, life was brought into the solar system by Nibiru. It was Nibiru that imparted the seed of life to Earth during the celestial battle with Tiamat. Modern science has come a long way toward the same conclusion. That means even the sodomite them, in what them call science, they have to agree about this. In order to figure out how life might have begun on the primitive Earth, the scientists had to determine
or at least assume what the conditions were on the newly born earth. Did it have water? Did it have an atmosphere? What of life main building blocks, nuclear combinations of hydrogen, carbon, oxygen, nitrogen, sulfur, and phosphorus. Were they available on the young earth to initiate the precursors of living organisms? At present, the earth's dry air is made up of 79% nitrogen and 20% hydrogen, zero. And 1% argon, AR, plus traces of other elements. The atmosphere contains water vapor, in addition to the dry air. This does not reflect the relative abundance to elements in the universe, where hydrogen 87% and helium 12% make up 99% of all abundant elements. It is therefore believed, among other reasons, that the present earthly atmosphere is not Earth's original one. Both hydrogen and helium are highly volatile and their diminished presence in Earth's atmosphere is as well as its deficiency, noble gases such as neon, argon, Kepton and xenon, relative to their cosmic abundance, suggest to scientists that the Earth experienced thermal episode sometimes before 3.8 billion years ago, and the Earth is here like about almost 5 billion years ago. All right. An occurrence with which my readers are familiar by now. By and large, the scientists now believe that atmosphere was reconstituted initially from the gases spewed out by the volcanic convulsion of the wounded earth as clouds thrown up by these eruption, shielded the earth, and it began to cool. And it began to cool, The vapor, the vaporized water condensed and came down in torrential rain. Oxidation of rocks and mineral provided the first reservoir of higher levels of oxygen. Eventually, plant life added both oxygen and carbon dioxide, CO2, to the atmosphere and started the nitrogen. Started the nitrogen cycle with the Hadean. And my friends, I am going to cool it right here. And I hope that, you know, you've heard something that is able to assist you with other things that you reason about. All right? So take good care, and yes. And I am going to close now and see you on the next edition, you know, and just know the kind of world you're living in, and it's hard to make psychological changes, man, you know, living among people and have to, you know, it's difficult to maneuver yourself into this kind of a people world that we're living in. But, you know, people manage to get the courage and the might to think properly and to live properly until our time is up. Okay, but we don't want this whole bunch of stinking sodomite stuff. You know what I mean? Because they were not supposed to be around. They were not supposed to be around. Just think if they did not, you know, put their primate self, you know, into the way of the sapient people. We would be okay. But we are not, because of them.
And they're turning everything around for our heads to have no sense anymore. Well, we're lucky. And you stay tuned. Be strong too. And forge ahead. Okay, we'll watch you now. Let's see here, Shirley Bassey.
I who have nothing, I who have no one, adore you and want you so. I'm just a no one with nothing to give you but all. By her diamond, bright, sparkling diamond. But believe me, dear, when I say that she can give you the world, but she'll never love you. She wants to fancy clubs and restaurants, but I can only watch you with my nose pressed up against the window pane. I who have nothing, have no one, must watch you go dancing by, wrapped in the arms of somebody else, darling, 'tis on, who loves you. Thank you.
I want your love that is mine in the rain.
blessed.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. And I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstore sells. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. The heroes often fail. You won't read that book again because the ending's just too hard to take. A movie star who gets burned in a three-way strip, into number two. A movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could act this way, and I've got to say, I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone and I just can't get it back. If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, the story always ends. If you read between the lines, you'll know that I'm just trying to understand the feeling that you left. Never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back.
Ancient tombs found in Paris. Who want to know about that? I don't want to know about that. Okay, it's on the stove. Okay.
Hibernation 5s adjust to you. Whether you need a gaming, travel, gym or lifestyle headphone, the Hibernation got you covered. The new Hibernation 5, link in the description. Customize the way you hear the world. Welcome. Are you tired of your YouTube videos not getting any views? Well, consider TubeBuddy. I've used TubeBuddy for years to scale up my YouTube channel. Now we're sitting over 200,000 subscribers. TubeBuddy is a browser extension that offers a ton of built-in productivity and time-saving services to take your...
Thank you.
I will explain and express how boxing has tried its damnedest to stop, to bamboozle, to stifle Devin Haney. Bob Arum, top rank, is out of jail. Bob Arum admits that a fight with George Camboso was done before this whole invasion. Now, it doesn't look like the fight is going to happen. Will Camboso finally fight Devin Haney undisputed? Devin may have lucked out. We're going to talk about that in this video. When I fight world, it's your boy Ego and back to more boxing. 48% of the people who consumed my content in the last 28 days did not subscribe. They just watched it and they didn't subscribe. Check to see if you're subscribed. Some people have subscription lines. Other people who think they're subscribed to my channel because they get notifications, but they're not truly subscribed. So I advise you guys to check, see if you're actually subscribed. Sometimes YouTube has like bugs and unsubscribe people, you don't need to find the weird stuff. So, here's your warning. Subscribe to the channel, invest in the business, and you can unsubscribe if you aren't feeling the content. So, Michael Benson reports, it says, Bob Arum has revealed that George Camboso Jr. versus Vasyl Lomachenko was a done deal. Then Lomachenko returned to the Ukraine to defend his country from Russia's invasion. He said Camboso Jr.'s team are now nearing a point where they'll have to move on to fight someone else. And this was an interview that Bob did with Fight Hub, right? Boxing, I love the sport. The sport has saved my life in many ways. Boxing is the best sport in the world. Unfortunately,